tell legal lies. I tell legal lies. Lies, lies, legal lies. I tell legal lies.
And legal lies.
And legal lies.
And Dan on drugs.
Dan on drugs.
And legal lies.
Lies, lies.
And we're back. Welcome to a new episode of the Black Law and Legalized Show.
I tell legal
Expungement lies. Edition.
Lies. Wow. Yes, I like that.
WWE like that. Style bitches. I am one of your hosts, Dan on Drugs. I've been trying to shed the on drugs part, but whatever. Follow me on Twitter at I am Dan on Drugs.
I'm Afro Becky.
And I'm just Ann. You can follow me at I Tell Legal Lies, but I'm trying to figure out how you're trying to shed the drugs.
Because.
He's trying to stay clean.
Yeah, stay clean.
When?
It started off as a joke that I didn't expect to go this far, but it is what it is.
It grew wings and it flew.
Yes. So now everyone is calling me Dan on drugs. Even Kev is calling me Dan on drugs.
Wait, really?
Yes.
When? Wait, how does he know that?
Boxing show that I did. Oh, shout out to the dude at the boxing show.
The dude at the boxing show.
Yeah, he don't get no shine over here. So,
damn.
You can also follow the show at Black Law Podcast on Twitter and Facebook. And we have a website too, blacklawpodcast.com.
Woof,
we've
woof.
Had it for a long time. We just never mention it. All right, so today we are going to be discussing
expungement.
I like the WWE better.
I thought that's what I sounded like.
No, that was Tales from the Crypt.
Oh. Well. I don't think I can replicate that, so move on.
Well, we got it. Dust those records off. So we're going to talk about expunging your record. So if you got any criminal charges like some people in this room, not me.
Not it.
You, not me neither.
Well, you was the last
you
one.
The last one.
So let's say you have a criminal charge that you want to disappear. You want it to go away. Someone's running a background check on you and you can't afford to have this on your record. You would typically seek to expunge it, correct?
That is correct.
And expunging is making it go away. So let's talk about that. What exactly is expungement?
Okay, so because Dan just lied by saying making it go away, I'm going to tell the truth. It endeavors or it tries to make it go away. Basically, expungement is a cleaning up, a scrubbing of your criminal history. The problem is that even after you expunge something, it is still there. It's not like they take the files and they blow it up or they encrypt them. They're still available. It's just they're supposed to be removed from public record. The problem with that is that most public record these days are electronic. It's in database form. So all of these background check websites and places where you go and get background checks, they pull information from public record. And sometimes they may pull a database that your information hasn't been scrubbed from. So it may still pop up.
And that would vary from state to state too, right? So if you expunge in Louisiana and Louisiana is clean, Alabama still might pull those charges.
Exactly right. If you had charges in Alabama. So basically you would have to do this whole expungement thing. And even believe it or not, within the state, maybe from parish to parish.
Mm-hmm. City to city, county to county.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's kinda trippy.
When a crime is expunged, I guess that answers that. You are still convicted of that crime.
Right. Right. You have still been sentenced. You have still been convicted. You have still been arrested. It's just certain people can't see it.
Not my expungements. Not my expungements. My shit's be gone.
But then, like, having said that, there are a group of people who can still see it.
And those are the feds.
Well, the feds can see it. And then in Louisiana, there's also a category of agencies that still can see it, like medical review boards. If you're trying certain places where you try to find a job, I had that information. I'll find it and get back to you. But just know that even though you expunge your record, you go and try to apply to be a doctor, it could show up.
So, Becky, you've been in the human resources industry for numerous years. Have you ever seen any background checks?
Yeah, I've seen them.
So have you ever seen any that were expunged? And when I say that, has the person verbally confirmed that, hey, this should have been expunged or this was expunged?
No. From my experience, which is not on the level of some other some other industries that try to do background checks, we really didn't investigate anything that popped up too much unless it was shown as a potential risk for the position that person was applying to.
So what were you looking for when you did background checks? Let's say you work at an auto parts store, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What would you be looking for?
Grand Theft Auto.
GTA 5.
Or some sort of, you selling auto parts out of back of your truck.
You know? Can you tell us what this arrest was for? Yes, I used to sell carburetors. All right, so if you saw a rape on there, being that you're an auto parts store, they good, right?
It depends, because if I'm being if I'm leaving my customers alone with this particular person, and they could pretend, I would investigate a little bit further. Like, was it
mail on mail?
Well, no, I was gonna say, was it like statutory rape when they were like really young and the person was, the victim was young, and
and that particular thing has actually screwed somebody that I know.
Also, how recent was it? Was it 20 years ago? Was it 2 months ago? Mm-hmm. What type of job is this person going to be doing for me? Where is this something that I'm potentially putting my business or my customers at risk by having this person do this job, knowing the kind of history that they've been convicted of?
Mm-hmm. So,
I found it.
Somebody found something flipping pages very loudly over there.
Yeah, the list that I was talking about of potential viewers. So, as I was saying, there are still some government agencies that can view your arrest. Federally, of course, we know the FBI and any of those types of organizations.
Trump, Secret Service.
But when you're talking about in the state of Louisiana, your record is expunged. These people can still see it. The Office of Financial Institutions. And that's basically people who license you to do loans, like payday loans and mortgages and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So the Board of Medical Examiners, I mentioned that, the Board of Nursing, Board of Dentistry, Board of Psychologists, mm-hmm. the Board of Pharmacy, the Board of Social Workers, Emergency Medical Certification Commission, the Louisiana Attorney Disciplinary Board, the Office of Disciplinary Counsel, Bar Admissions. You're trying to be a lawyer and you have something on your record, they can still see it.
But that won't stop you, right?
May or may not. Depends on what the charge is.
You saw the 60 Minutes thing? You remember that? The dude that was locked up and he filed an appeal to the United States Supreme Court for another inmate and it got presented and then he did it again?
That was a while back.
It was, on 60 Minutes.
Uh-huh.
So he did it again. And mind you, he didn't have a computer. He didn't have any resources. This
everything
had
was handwritten, right?
And handwritten, mm-hmm. Yep. So he got two cases in front of the
Supreme
United
Court.
States Supreme Court. So he gets out and he actually becomes an attorney. So his criminal record apparently didn't stop him. So, and give us a DIY, right? Because for people like me, right, who don't really have the money to pay people, and even if they do have the money to pay people, they say they don't have the money to pay people.
But if you don't have the money to pay people, you ain't gonna have the money for this, because this is one time where only in special circumstances you can do it in forma pauperis, meaning they defer the payment of the fees. In Louisiana right now, expungements cost $550.
I'd pay it.
Right?
I'd pay it.
$550. And as far as DIY situations go, there is this awesome thing. You know, we are living in a technological age. There is an app for that, people.
What?
Yes.
There is an app.
It is called Clean Jacket mobile app. So go download that thing, Clean Jacket mobile app. Now, this is in the state of Louisiana.
You already got that on your phone, right, Dan?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you go download this thing and it runs you through this series of yes or no answers and stuff. And it helps you figure out whether or not your offense can be expunged. And once it figures out that it can be, then it starts telling you what you need to do. And there are like packets. There's this website that you can go on. It's called, the Bar Association has this thing called, the Justice and Accountability Center of Louisiana. If you go on their website, there is for particular parishes, you can download the forms and a guide to getting your offenses expunged.
So they make it easy for you so they can make that $550.
$550. So the courts be like, hey, all them people that we charged, here, take this app so you can get uncharged. All right, so Clean Jacket mobile app. I would suggest that if you're in another state, see if your state offers some sort of app similar to that. Well, I guess that makes DIY easy. Why don't they have that for everything? Like DIY, DUI.
Or DIY, divorce. How to get away with murder. Mm-hmm. Right. There's an app for that.
What types of crimes are eligible for expungement? Now, just to throw out a few, there's drugs, DUI, like we just mentioned, violent crimes, felonies, misdemeanors, et cetera, et cetera. What kind of crimes can you have expunged and can you not have expunged?
All right. So there are definitely particular crimes that you cannot have expunged. And those crimes are basically, a lot of it has to do with violent crimes, certain types of violent crimes, definitely sexual offenses, not getting those expunged. But so, felony convictions for the following offenses are not eligible for expungement. Okay, so any offense that requires registration as a sex offender cannot get that expunged. Any offense involving a child under the age of 17 cannot get that expunged.
Wait, so if you beat your kids?
Wait, like child endangerment or something like
that? Nah, you know how kids be lying, yeah, talking about they beat me.
So, an offense that involves the distribution of any controlled dangerous substance.
Shit.
And there is a list. Yeah, I knew you'd be interested in that one. And there is a list of violent crimes that's under RS 14:2. So that list of crimes cannot be expunged. There is also felony convictions. It used to be you could not expunge at all, right? But now the law changed, and now a felony conviction may be expunged if 10 years have passed since the completion of any sentence and a defendant was not convicted of a misdemeanor or felony during that time.
So basically,
the offenses that I listed, they can't be expunged regardless.
So you even if 20 years behavior.
Right. Even if 20 years passed by, you can't get those expunged. But if it's a felony offense, 10 years goes by, you kept your nose clean, you can get that expunged.
All right. Now, I was watching my YouTube videos on trying to figure out how to get an expungement, right? And the dude from Tennessee told me that if you plead guilty to a crime, you cannot get that crime expunged.
That's not true.
In Tennessee, it may be.
Oh, well, true. It may be.
So in Louisiana, that is not true.
Right. Like, you can, because you can listen to what this is. A felony conviction may be expunged if 10 years have passed since the completion of any sentence and the defendant has not been convicted of a misdemeanor or felony during that time. So you've done your time. Mm-hmm. A requisite amount of time has passed by and you've not done anything in that time. You can get it expunged. So just because you've pled guilty, after you've done your time, you can get it expunged if it is expungible.
So according to this dude, he was an attorney. Well, at least he said he was. If you plead guilty in Tennessee, no. However, if you are found guilty, yes. And if the case is dismissed or retired, or you get a diversionary sentence.
Mm-hmm.
At least in Tennessee, those were all expungible.
Expungible. Yep.
Louisiana. In Louisiana. Now, if you have done jail or prison time for a crime, again, in Tennessee, not expungible.
Wow. Well, you know, like I said, Louisiana law changed. And with the change, and it's basically this move towards having opening up eligibility to have felony convictions expunged. Because like I said, under the old law, felonies, you could only expunge misdemeanors. You couldn't expunge felonies.
So why do people typically look to expunge their records?
I know.
Stupid.
Because bitches be running background checks nowadays. It's like that
everybody
whole cat
run background
that,
checks.
Yeah, that catfishing shit. It's like people do their due diligence and
they
like,
run
background
checks
check.
Now for rentals. Yep. You know, if I want to rent your place, the landlord is running a background check and they see that back in the day I used to boost cars. You think they want rent a place to be?
Nah,
or you're on the sex offender registry.
Hmm. Can you discriminate if someone's on a sex offender registry?
So technically,
no.
That's just like technically you can't say, "Oh, I ain't hiring you because all of these felony arrests that you have." But at will, I cannot hire you for any reason. I cannot rent to you for any reason. I'm not going to rent to you because you're black and you have a felony conviction. Just in the last 5 minutes, somebody has rented this house.
I think that's happened to us before, Becky.
Maybe.
I believe so. And the same, hopefully we're going to get this brother on the show. Another mutual friend. Mm-hmm. He rented an Airbnb in New York City in Upper East Side. The chick, Jamaican chick, she said, I can't do a Jamaican accent, but what you want with my place? And so she canceled his reservation.
Actually canceling it.
A couple of times.
Saying that he wasn't being responsive.
Yeah, right. He kept renting the place and she kept canceling, saying he was not responding to her
emails or whatever.
Yeah, and it would be like hours. So finally, he talks to the lady and she's like, okay, well, I'll go ahead and rent to you. Just know the rules. No shoes on in the house. Now, their floors look like shit. The floors were parquet floors. They look like shit. No shoes on and this and that. So he's like, yeah, whatever. Okay, cool. So then she up and cancels on him again a week later, stating that the previous tenants or renters trashed the place. Now, the biggest problem that I saw is that our friend is African American. He one of them bougie niggas, but he was African American. And how would she know that? Because his email address, his Gmail address or whatever,
was had linked. His
picture. So, yeah, there's that. And that has nothing to do with expungement, but hopefully that'll be an upcoming show.
Interesting.
Yes.
So, can you expunge your record in multiple states?
Yes, you can. You would, I think we said at the top of this 30-minute, 45-minute hour, I don't know what the hell. Yeah, you would have to basically go to each jurisdiction and expunge your record.
Now, I was told by the Tennessee dude on YouTube who said he was a lawyer that you can only expunge in one state.
At a time. Period.
Period.
Nah. That would defeat the purpose. You have to do it in whatever jurisdiction that you're in. But if you have, say you have convictions in Alabama, you can expunge your Alabamian convictions.
And how many times can you expunge your criminal record totally? Like
100.
Okay, so as far as felonies are concerned, you can expunge one felony conviction every 15 years.
You better not be no busy person, you know?
And let's say as far as misdemeanor convictions goes, let's see.
200.
5 years. Oh, wait, you can expunge. No. Look like you can expunge two at the same time. And then you have to wait 5 years to expunge a third.
So that's two criminal charges. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me, I'm going to play this clip right quick. It's only a minute and change of the dude I was listening to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's trustworthy.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, my name is Rob McKinney. I'm a trial lawyer here in Nashville, Tennessee. And today I'm going to teach y'all how to expunge your record at no cost to you. You can expunge your criminal charges under certain conditions. If you pled guilty, you can't. However, if your case was dismissed, nollied, retired, or you were granted some sort of pretrial or judicial diversion, you can have your case expunged. How you go about it is there's an order that you can get from the clerk's office. If you can't get one, if you send us an email at Rob McKinney Law, or post a comment to this blog site, we will send you a copy of this expungement order. But basically what you do is you can do this yourself at no charge, is go down to the clerk's office and fill in the blanks and then drop off the expungement order. Now, there may be some cost required if you were given pretrial or judicial diversion. However, you can file this with the clerk's office. They will tender it and take it to the judge, and then it'll ultimately be expunged. For those people that are now outside of Nashville and living faraway states, if you contact us, we provide the service for you at a nominal charge, and you can send us an email or call us or make a post to this blog site, and we will take care of it for you. Just remember, if your case was dismissed, nollied, retired, you can always get that criminal charge erased from your record. And under certain conditions, such as judicial or pretrial diversion, you can have that erased from your record. If you pled guilty, tough luck. Any questions, please feel free to contact us. Thank you.
Your brother can do this.
Well, my brother pled no contest.
No, your brother in Nashville.
He didn't have anything to expunge.
Not yet. But if he does, this dude from Nashville, and he knows what he's talking about because I believe him. So what is nollied?
NOLO. Like
you. NOLO. No. Only live once.
No.
Niggas only live once.
No lo contendere.
Basically, no contest.
Basically.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's take a look at corruption here, right? Because, you know, these corrupt ass police officers, like they be planting shit on people and whatnot, like the dude in the Meek Mill case. So come to find out, the arresting officer got all these corruption cases, mm-hmm. and they are questioning a lot of his arrest.
Yes, right.
That judge corrupt too, but
wait, everybody corrupt.
Yeah, the whole damn system. If it comes to light that the police officer, a police officer or court official, as in Meek Mill's case, have been identified as corrupt and their cases are being called into question, does the crime you've been convicted of, whether affected by corruption or not, automatically get dropped and become expunged?
No. You basically, if you're convicted, you would basically have to move to set aside the conviction or to get the conviction thrown out. And once you've done that, if your conviction is actually thrown out, then you can go about the process of expungement.
So it's not automatic? It's like if I'm a crooked cop and I plant drugs on Becky, mm-hmm. then I plant drugs on you and I'm arresting y'all. And then I plant drugs on Paul. Then mm-hmm. I plant drugs on mm-hmm. Nakia, N-A-K-I-A. Then I plant drugs.
Man, you gonna play my sister like that.
I plant drugs on DJ Ace and Ariel and everybody else. And I'm locking all y'all asses up. Mm-hmm. Then it comes to light that I have been planting drugs.
I'm a drug planter. I sprinkle a little crack on everybody.
Yes. I've been caught three times out of the 8 arrests. 3 times I've been caught.
So what they would do is open up an investigation. Mm-hmm. And anything that they can show, most of the time, the district attorney will do it. They will move to set aside convictions based on new evidence. Mm-hmm. If this person is actually corrupt and it can be proven that the conviction that they received on this person was because he sprinkled a little crack on them. So
it's not automatic.
But if that is not proven, then I would have to move to set aside this conviction in light of everything else.
What if I wasn't affected by the corruption? Like, let's say I really had drugs.
Still throw that sucker out. I would still move to set aside.
What's
because
the
they don't know. They don't know if he didn't sprinkle a little crack on you.
So every, like, once you get caught doing that shit, literally every case.
Everything is suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Every case is looked at under the light of a new lens.
Now, according to Meek Mill's people, the corruption did not affect his particular case. I don't remember how the officer was corrupt, but he was a corrupt officer that is currently being investigated.
So let's say hypothetically.
Okay, come on, everyone, ready?
Let's say I pled guilty to a crime that I didn't commit out of fear of a jury trial, and it was discovered that the arresting officer is guilty of planting fabricated evidence in my case, as well as multiple others. Can I still get that expunged even though I did plead guilty?
Why would you be afraid of a jury trial?
So basically, same thing would apply. Motion to set aside the conviction and then expungement.
So I can plead to doing something wrong and then...
But then in this case, officer was corrupt. And you know what people do? Is that not what the question was?
Yeah,
but people do that instead of, you know, you have your attorney saying, just take the deal. Even if you didn't do it, just take the deal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That happens every day. Take the deal. But I'm innocent. Take the deal anyway, because all the evidence looks like you did it. Take the deal. So I take the deal.
You can have a lazy ass public defender.
All public defenders are not lazy.
I didn't say they were. I just said you could have a lazy ass public defender.
Like I said.
I guess that about clears it up for expungement. Pretty straightforward. If you didn't rape or kill anybody.
Or violently hurt someone.
Mm-hmm. Or they got this game in Japan.
Huh? What?
Sidebar.
Yes, and it is a sidebar.
Serious sidebar.
Mm-hmm. It's called...
You have Tourette's. That's what it's called. They got this game show in Japan.
No, it's not a game show. It's a game, right? Where I think it's called Pongo. And what they do is on the streets, they run up on unsuspecting people. I'm going to pass it around. Guess what they do to them?
They run up and beat them?
I was about to say punch them in the face.
Beat them, punch them in the face.
How about they you said it's called pongo?
I think it's concho. Concho.
Concho.
So, you still want to go with beat them up?
Concho.
Concho.
All right, so concho. How about they run up to them and, man, why well, I want to say piss on them, but that's just stupid.
Because you have a dirty mind. That's why.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play a 43-second clip of what concho is.
The hell, they stick their fingers up their ass? And the dude, she turned around and the dude like drinking his drink like I did nothing.
They will run up on you in the streets of Japan, and they love doing this to Americans who are unsuspecting. They put their two fingers together. They run up on you and try to shove their two fingers up your butthole and yell out, concho.
Just figure that shit.
You know what? That it was a seriously deranged sidebar.
Japanese.
Do not hold us responsible for this sidebar.
I didn't want to go where that went.
Concho. I'm a concho somebody. All right.
You probably do concho people.
As we've been doing weekly, I want to shout out another podcast that we listen to. And this week, the shout out goes to Unapologetic Podcast. And shout out to Jayden over there. You can follow the podcast at Unapologetic, spelled with a K, pod. Or you can follow the host, The Great Jayden, at The Great Jayden on Twitter. So Jayden provides his unapologetic opinion on all things pop culture. Each week, he features a new guest to discuss topics that may deem taboo.
Is that what the concho was all about? Deem taboo?
I don't think Jayden talks about concho. But, I mean, I enjoy his podcast. He usually starts it off with his guest. They have their highs of the week, the lows of the week. He starts it off with the highs and the lows. They discuss their opinions on different things, pop culture, a lot of music, a lot of TV. Real dope personality, dope show. It's put together well. So shout out to Jayden. Ask an attorney, attorney. When I die, who gets my shit if I don't have a will?
Good Lord.
Can you eliminate each successive party after answering until we ain't got no more parties left?
You sound real, real angry right
Hostile.
He must be angry he's gonna die. I mean,
he just real angry. After this wicked ass sidebar we had, now he real angry.
Concho and who get my shit.
Exactly. So, all right. So
I die. Who gets my shit?
Stay Louisiana.
I got a house.
Has.
Car.
Wait.
Money
hold
in
up.
The bank.
You asked me, fool. Let me.
All right.
You, excuse me. Let me back up. You asked me. So.
I asked you.
Now, let me. Answer. Let me elucidate and reiterate.
Go ahead, hallucinate.
Nah, that's you. All you. All right, so stay Louisiana. Y'all have to check with y'all's state, but this is how it would run down in the state of Louisiana. And we're going to use Dan Reicher. So.
Because I ain't got no will.
So, if Dan dies today, all right.
Which is a possibility.
Of course, it's all a possibility. So, he dies with a mother and a father still living and half siblings, right? Because you have no full siblings.
My father's still alive?
I don't know.
Me neither.
I'm just saying.
All right.
So.
We acting like he alive.
Yep. We go, right. We go act like mother and father living. Do you want siblings or no?
Yeah, let's have some half siblings.
You want half siblings?
Let's get about 6 or 7 of them.
All right. So. This is how this shakes down. So, is this separate property or community property? You married?
Not yet. It is separate property.
So, separate property. So, separate property that you die in control of, in ownership of. we have a concept in Louisiana called usufruct. Yes, it sounds dirty, but it's not.
It sounds like concho.
Anyway, basically what it means is use of. So your parents would have a lifetime usufruct of your separate property, what is deemed your separate property.
Mm-hmm.
And the naked ownership would devolve to your siblings. Now, the crazy catch with half siblings is that how it is distributed would be half to your father's line, half to your mother's line. So if you have siblings on your parent on your father's side that's not for your mom, and you have siblings on your mother's side that's not for your dad.
And when she says not for, that means the children don't belong to.
Oh wait, really? You just cleared that up really
well. Yeah, we needed to do that. Yeah, we did.
A lot of people do not
understand. Yes. Oh, my vernacular. What right. I mean is, if your father has children that your mother did not bear, give birth to, and your mother have kids that your father was not the father of.
Okay.
Did that clear it up?
And birth, that actually means birth.
I said give birth to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do I need to stretch my...
Carry on.
Anyway, so half to father's line, half to mother's line. And then they would share. So you have six siblings on your father's side. They would share a sixth of whatever you have. But in this particular case, do you have any siblings on your mother's side?
No.
All right. So the half siblings would share in a sixth of your whole estate in naked ownership. Your mother and father would have usufruct for life.
So with usufruct, can you sell?
Yes.
Can you keep the money?
Yes, because whatever the fruit of your property is, which is money, if you sell, you can use. So what would happen is, upon the death of your parents, then your siblings would have an action against their estate for the monies. So say your house is worth $1 million and your parents get usufruct of half.
So 500 each.
Well, no, because... Do you share a home with someone, or is your home by yourself?
I share a home with someone if, like, okay, we're throwing hypotheticals out here. And my home is worth $1 million, all the work I done put into this bitch. What would you say, about $1 million, Becky?
So.
Mill and a half.
Mm-hmm. All right. So half of that million, half of the value is what your estate has.
Got you. So it will go 250 and 250.
Right.
To each parent.
Okay. So then they decide they want Becky to sell. Mm-hmm. And they all get together. We're doing this partition by elicitation, which is basically sell it, give us what it's worth.
Hmm.
Right?
They can't force Becky to do that, though, can they?
They may be able to. I mean, if they really wanted to battle it out. But anyway, so let's pretend that they did. And the house sells. They get $500,000 to play with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they go and they trips around the world and all this other stuff. And yeah, we doing it Big Willie style. And then they both pass away.
Mm-hmm.
So then, as I said, your siblings now have an action against their estate. But their estate is probably bankrupt because they used all the money.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So then they get screwed.
Now, with things like half siblings, let's say I didn't know some of them. Like, let's say Papa was a Rolling Stone, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And say I got three brothers that I don't know, never met. They still are entitled to naked ownership.
Right, because it doesn't matter if you know them or not.
Hmm.
If you even dealt with them or not, the fact remains is that's your siblings.
Ain't that kind of fucked up, though?
Well, that's the way to cook.
All right, so now let's kill all my siblings, right? All right. So me, my mama, my daddy, my siblings, we're going on a family trip. Plane goes down. Now what?
All right. So then this is where some other fictitiousness comes in at. So what the law does is says that you survived your siblings, right?
I died with them.
No. Well, see, if you die in a mutual tragedy, you die, everybody dies together. Mm-hmm. What the law does is try to figure out who gets what, right? Mm-hmm. So then that's why I said there's fictition that you survived and then they died. So that means that did they die with children? Did they have children out there?
Maybe.
Right. So that's why I said it starts getting complicated. But let's say that they didn't and everybody dies. So then where you go, they start going down through degrees. I think your cousins may be involved in this mess.
That's cool. So that's cool. I mean, I fucked with my cousins.
You, for real?
Yeah. I fucks with my cousins. So what if I ain't got no family? What if I'm like...
The state?
What does the state do with my shit? So if I ain't got no mama, no daddy, no sisters, brothers, uncles, aunts, cousins, nephews, nieces, no family. I'm literally here by myself. My parents had me, only me. They never had brothers and sisters. They died.
You have any grandparents?
They died.
If there is nobody that they can find, even 5, 10, 20 steps removed, it goes to the state.
What's the state do with it?
They keep it.
To do what?
To fix these streets.
Man, that's some bullshit. So even if you don't have any family members, people out here. Well,
who would get it? Who else should get it?
I would give it, like, if it were up to me, I would give it to some sort of an organization.
Okay, so that's why you have wills.
Yes, I don't. Just figured I thought that Becky doesn't either. I just figured, you know, throw that out there.
Just throw that out there.
This has been another week of Black Law and Legalize, where we specialize in not having wills. You can follow the show at Black Law Podcast on Twitter and Facebook, our website, blacklawpodcast.com. I am Dan on Drugs. You can follow me on Twitter at I am Dan on Drugs.
And I be just Ann, and you can follow me at I Tell Legal Lies.
And I'm Afro Becky, y'all.
Bitches. Come on, can we get a bitches? I'm Afro Becky, bitches.
No. So that's disrespectful. Not Afro Becky.
You woke Afro Becky?
So disrespectful.
I'm half asleep, half woke.
You woke? Okay. So
I've been woke all my life, just to let y'all know. I stay woke.
Real quick, Becky, I'm a name, since you half woke, I'm a name a black person. I want you to tell me. Put the phone down, Becky. Put the phone down. Mm. What they did in history.
Mm. Oh, man.
Okay. I'm going to give you a softball. Let's go with W.E.B. Du Bois.
He was a civil rights person.
First black governor of Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Was he?
I believe so.
Thought he was like a Haitian dude that...
And he wrote a lot of books.
You talk about Papa Doc? W.E.B. Du Bois was like the first black governor of Louisiana. I bore the shore bright. Man, look, you talk about a softball. How you gonna just throw... That was a softball, dude?
Okay. W.E.B. Du Bois was...
Because, see, we in Louisiana.
Was... Oh, William Edward Burghardt.
He was bougie.
He was an American socialist, historian, civil rights activist. Yay! Becky, Pan-Africanist, author, writer, yeah, editor.
He wanted everybody to go back to Africa.
Born in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, Du Bois grew up in a relatively tolerant and integrated community. After completing graduate work at the University of Berlin and Harvard, where he was the first African American to earn a doctorate, he became a professor of history, sociology, and economics at Atlanta University. Du Bois was one of the co-founders of the, anybody?
Pan-African, all right, hit me.
National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
Really?
Yes, and this was back in he was born in 1868, died in 1963 in Ghana at the age of 95. There we go.
I'm just saying.
So did I pass your little
you
test?
You did.
You actually got it right. The civil rights. I mean, and just talking about the governor of Louisiana.
Look, I don't know. Look, I know, you know, everybody back then had letters and shit. I think it was Pinchback.
Yeah, PB.
PBS. Pinchback. PBS.
PB what? Pinchback.
That was us?
Yeah, because okay. I looked for his grave at Metairie Lawn Cemetery, I think. Peace out, people.